Once again, I'm Hunter Logan. This is Hunter Logan and Mike. We are in 2016 now. And kicking off 2016, brand new show. A show that we didn't know at the time would end up being syndicated worldwide. It's still in syndication, and the list is continually growing of stations that are airing it. Not only terrestrial stations, but internet stations. I'm talking about the Christian Country Countdown, which aired the first Sunday in January of 2016. Hosted by my buddy, Steve Robertson. Now, let me tell you how much of a God thing this was. I had been praying about a show, a countdown show. I knew we needed to do one, but I didn't have time to do it. Just like I didn't have time to do the Christian Country Jukebox, I didn't have time to do the countdown show. Okay? So, one morning, I'm here on a Saturday, which lately has been pretty normal for me. But at the time in 2016, I didn't come in on Saturdays. 2015, 2016, I didn't have to come in on Saturdays. I just didn't. It's a rarity that I'm here at the station that day. And I get a call from Steve Robertson, who I'm friends with on Facebook, but never really was that close to. In other words, we didn't talk every other day. We didn't talk every other month. We didn't talk. We rarely seen each other. First time I met him was with Danny Ray Harris when they were doing the Southern Boys. That was back in 2014 or maybe 2013. I can't remember. Might have been 2013. But I knew who he was, and I played his music when he released a song. But that was it. Didn't really have that much of a connection with him. And he calls one morning. I just happened to be here. I answered the phone when I'm not normally here on a Saturday. And it's Steve. And he says, "Hey, man, I know you remember me, right?" I said, "Of course I do." He said, "Well," he said, "I used to do radio." And he said, "I want to just run something by you. And if you don't want to do it, it's fine. It's not going to hurt my feelings any. But I just wanted to see if you might be interested in this. I had a friend of mine unload some equipment on me, some radio equipment on me, and I would like to do a Christian Country Countdown." Well, right then and there, I knew that it was a God thing. I knew that this was an answer to prayer, because I'd been praying about that. And sure enough, after he was done saying, I said, "Absolutely, man." And I told him, I said, "Dude, I've been praying about this. I just couldn't do it myself because I don't have the time," because it takes a lot of time to put together an hour show. It really does. If you haven't done it, you don't know what kind of time I'm talking about. It takes a large amount of time. It's very time consuming, especially to do one as good as he does it. So we started the Christian Country Countdown. Little did we know how big this thing was going to get. And it is the biggest show we have, besides maybe the morning show that's live. And I'm thinking we're neck and neck, or the Christian Country Countdown's ahead of it. Either way, it's fine. But this would turn out to be a great thing. The artists loved it. The listeners loved it. And Steve loved doing it. And I love having it as a part of HLE Radio. So I told Steve, I said, "Man, I've already had this set aside. If we can agree to a few terms for HLE Radio, I would love to have you do it." So we discussed what they would be, and we were in agreement, and we both prayed about it again, and so the Christian Country Countdown was born and aired first Sunday in January 2016, and it is still airing today with no repeated episodes either, because you can't repeat those episodes. You have to have them done live because they change. Because it's each week, it's requested. And it's something that the listener can request. All I can do is play it on the morning show and put it in rotation. It's up to the listeners if they like it or not. Or up to the artist to spur their listeners on to request it. And the more they do that, the more requests they get, the higher up the list it gets. But this truly was a God-set show. Now, the irony of this is some people don't know. And these are some of the things I tell you about if you listen to the morning show that I'm going to tell you about in these podcasts that you won't know about. Now, it was offered originally to a station in Colorado before. And the DJ told Steve that nobody would be interested in that. Can you imagine that? So, wow. That it wouldn't work. Nobody wanted to hear that. It wouldn't fly. I don't know how many times HLE Radio's been told stuff like that. Boy, did it ever fly. And it's still flying. Still flying high. In fact, that show is on the top. But we're excited and happy to have that show. We really are. And it's been a God thing for it to be here. Because many people have connected to the station through the show. Many people have connected to Steve personally through the show. And it has been a great, great tool for HLE Radio. And Steve, day in and day out, takes pride in that show and does a phenomenal job with it. That's why it's syndicated worldwide. You can go to ChristianCountryCountdown.com. Always see the top 10 for the week, the top 20 for the month, and anything else that is happening with the Christian Country Countdown, as well as the stations that it airs on. And I just want to say Steve does a phenomenal job. Now we're going to move on to another part, all the way to March of 2016, to the second annual family reunion. Now, in a couple episodes back, you heard me talk about C4, which was actually the premise of the first family reunion. I talked about the artists who were there and how they wanted to do it again. And I said, yeah, let's do it again. But as I started to put this thing together on paper, I realized that it was such a God thing that I couldn't duplicate it. So I just left it alone and said, well, that was a God thing, a one-time thing. God learned the lesson, showed a great lesson about faith, and evidently that's it. Because I couldn't get it going. I couldn't duplicate it. I couldn't get it nowhere close to where we were for the first of the year. And I had people calling. I had artists calling, saying, hey, we're going to do it. And then I'd say, no, I couldn't make it happen. Then about 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, or 3 weeks even, before the third weekend in March, when it's supposed to happen again, I get a phone call from Peter McDougall, Prince Edward Island, Canada. Peter's been very instrumental in this station, has helped out with all kind of stuff, has promoted HLE Radio. Many artists have found HLE Radio through Peter McDougall. But Peter called and he said, Hunter, he said, man, I'm going to come down and just tell anybody who wants to come down to come on and come join us. And we'll just have a get together. It'll be like family. It'll be like a family reunion. That's what he said. He said it'll be like a family reunion. But it was him and his wife, Colleen, that decided to do this, to come down back to Jennings from Prince Edward Island, over 2,400 miles drive down. So I did. I said, folks, looks like we're going to have a get-together anyway. I said, it's not going to be on the magnitude of the last one, though. Because I didn't have $10,000 to rent the building again and get all that stuff together. Plus, there wasn't time. I said, we're just going to gather at the radio station, hang out. We'll go eat some crawfish. And that's how the crawfish boil started, by the way. And I said, we'll just have a good time. Sing and play and have a good time. And whoever wants to come, come on. Well, Leo Johnston was already down here. So was David Ray still. David hadn't left yet. But I remember Ark and Terrell coming down. Bruce Hedrick came down. Let's see. David Jordan was here. I'm trying to remember who all was here. There is a picture somewhere on Facebook on our page. A lot of the artists had already booked dates. because I told them it wasn't going on. But those few folks that we had a great time. Had a real great time. And we jammed and played and just had a great time in the Lord. Had fun. And that's how the second family reunion came about. We called it the second annual because we counted C4 as the first, even though it wasn't titled that. But the second family reunion, that's how it came together. Peter and Colleen McDougal were responsible. Their willingness to come down here to Jennings, say, hey, any of you artists out there want to come join us? Y'all come on. And I'm telling you, it was just a great, wonderful time in the Lord, which would lead to another one. Now, through all this growth, we would need a major equipment upgrade again. And this would be a big one. We needed a new board because the old board, remember, it was an analog board, but it was starting to go. Computers were old and outdated. We've used everything that we could. We really needed some updating. So we had the fund drive to raise the funds for this. And we got almost all the money in. But I remember a dear sweet lady who's a listener in Copperas Cove, Texas, who I got the pleasure of meeting in person. Got to hug her neck. And I'm going to keep her identity anonymous so she doesn't get bothered. Her family would want that. But she paid for the new board. She said, I'm just tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing the mess up. Here's the money for the board. So we were able to get that nice X32 Behringer that we have now. That made a major, major difference for us because we were able to do the concerts in the station, the cafe stuff. We were able to record live. It just upgraded us on a bunch of levels. And we got some new computers, which we needed. We didn't get them all, but we got some. And we were able to fly Roger Barkley Jr. down with Barkley Music and Media because he handled the setup of all of this. So we would fly him in. He'd come stay a couple of days, set up the equipment, and even do a test run performance on it. We had a great time visiting, as we always do. And man, that was the rainy flood. It flooded. His flight got pushed back once already. And we were trying to get him to the airport in Lafayette. And I took off. And oh my goodness, was I ever scared. I don't normally get scared. I don't like driving in the rain, but the water had rose so quick after I got him to the airport. I didn't know how I was going to get back home because the water was up to the doors. It wasn't coming in, but it was up to the doors, and I could see cars stalled out in front of me. And I'm still in the Honda Odyssey van. We hadn't got the new vehicle yet for the station. But that dear sweet lady who bought us the board is also an intercessory prayer warrior and prays for the station and for me. And she was praying that day. She didn't know why she was praying. She just knew to pray. And it was so we could get back safe because there was vehicles off the road into the median on the interstate. And it was bad. It was really bad. But I got Roger to the airport, got him flown home. He got home safely. I got back home safely. Just about wise as a ghost, man. I just honestly was really scared. I could just see me flooding out there and no way to get back. Get in the van, run. I mean, just, oh. But the Lord took care of it. And everything ended up being just fine. The equipment was just fine. Everything got set up just fine. Everybody got back to where they needed to be safely. And God bless that dear sweet woman in Copperas Cove, Texas, who the Lord used to help HLE Radio and to pray for me, and still does. She's an absolute blessing to this station. and just another way God has done tremendous things for us. He always has a good will towards us. You hear me say it all the time when I close the morning show, and He does. I'm going to stop right here because on the next episode, oh my goodness, what a life-changing meeting I had with a man that God put in my path, who is still in my life today, who has made a major contribution to my spiritual life. And we'll talk about that on the next episode. Hey, again, thanks for joining me. If you want to get in touch with me, hunter@hleradio.com. Check out our station, hleradio.com. Our sister station, saddleupradio.com. And we'd love to hear from you. I love you. Be blessed. And remember, Duke 28:2.